Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday afternoon. We are broadcasting today from Virginia Peninsula Regional Jail out in the Williamsburg area. It's a fascinating series of events that has brought us out here. Tony Pham, who is the superintendent, asked us to come out, take a look at some of the programs that are underway to help inmates be here once and never come back. That is really the goal. Help staff members have a safe professional experience while they are here. And it all ties together with Veterans Day because there are veterans on both sides of the bars here at VPRJ. So we're going to talk more with Tony Pham, as well as some of the officers who work here, some of the inmates who are staying here. And in the middle of all of this is Congressman Rob Whitman, who is joining us. He joins us the beginning of each month thereabouts. And, of course, anytime that we need him. Congressman, thank you for being here.
Jeff, thank you. I know it's been an informative day there at the facility there. So I appreciate you going down there. I know looking at what all of our folks do there at our regional facilities are a great aspect of what's necessary for public safety. So thanks for going there and highlighting the great job they're doing.
Oh, absolutely. It is our pleasure. And Tony Pham is waving wildly and passing along his best wishes to you as as well, Congressman. So it's a good time, and I really do appreciate you being with us. So can we ask you, in all candor, up in D.C., is there anything getting done beside what appears to me to be this nonstop impeachment circus?
Jeff, there's not, unfortunately. And as you know, there's critical business that needs to get done. We are operating under a continuing resolution. If you were to figure out a way not to run a business and not to run a government, this would be the way you do it, through these temporary kick the can down the road funding mechanisms. This one expires November 22nd. It appears, although we don't know, it appears as though there'll be another continuing resolution instead of getting appropriations bills done. There's bipartisan legislation to address prescription drug prices. There is the U.S.-Mexico trade agreement that needs to be passed. You know, Virginia, think about this. 75% of the trade in Virginia, Jeff, takes place with Canada. Mm-hmm. Getting this agreement in place is critical. I met recently with the Secretary of Agriculture and other folks from the governor's cabinet saying, please get this passed. So, Jeff, the critical business of the nation is not getting done. Everything is ground to a halt, and everything becomes these hearings on impeachment. In fact, the ridiculous thing about this is there's actually been more subpoenas issued by the majority than bills passed. I mean, that's where we are today in the nation's business, and it's just not where we need to be.
Wow. So is there a timeline, Congressman? Is this are the open hearings, the public hearings going to take place starting around Christmas time, or do they even tell folks with an R after their name what's going on?
Well, the only thing that we know at this point is that they have released some of the transcripts, and of course we're looking at it. Remember, there's nearly 100 hours of transcripts to now begin to read through. They are going to begin these public hearings with witnesses beginning on November the 13th, but we have no idea how long this is going to go, if it's going to result in articles of impeachment, or what those articles of impeachment would charge the president with. And remember, the constitutional process is the House is essentially the prosecutor or the grand jury. So they're supposed to look at the evidence and then determine, are there grounds for impeachment? And if there are, then there's a bill that files those charges, which are called articles of impeachment. And then if it passes the House, it goes to the Senate. And the Senate is actually the jury or the judge on whether those charges are valid or not, and whether the president is found guilty or not guilty of those charges.
Right. So in terms of these secret hearings, I guess they're secret hearings, we're seeing Adam Schiff and his folks release little tidbits here and there that I guess bode well for them, or they think bode well for them. We hear continually that this next one that's coming down the line, that's the one that really ties the president. No, not this one. It's the next one. And there are a lot of us out here in the real world, Congressman, and I don't know if your Democrat counterparts are aware of this. There are a lot of us out here in the real world that really are just sick and tired of the shenanigans.
I think people are just fatigued by all of this, Jeff. It's just been a constant procession of political back and forth. And I tell you, the people I hear from said, Rob, I just wish you all would get the job done. And this back and forth, they're not being due process, they're being lack of transparency, some of that beginning to unfold right now. But the bottom line is this, is the ultimate transcript is the transcript of the phone call. And people can read that and they can make their judgments. The witnesses that are coming in to testify are giving their ideas, their interpretation of that phone call. Some of them getting it second and third hand, some of them being directly on the phone call. And as you can see, the assertions about that phone call are all over the place. So, they're going to have to make a determination about really what was the phone call all about. The bottom line is this: in order for there to be a quid pro quo, the key player in that is President Zelensky. Did he feel like he was pressured or compelled to investigate Hunter Biden in exchange for the U.S. aid, the U.S. military? And the bottom line is the U.S. military aid arrived to Ukraine and they did not do an investigation of Hunter Biden. So, set all the other things aside. And obviously we'll look through and see if there's anything else there in this testimony. But the bottom line is Article 2, Section 4 is very, very specific. And it is of the highest standard where it says conviction of treason, bribery, or high crimes and misdemeanors. And and granted, we've seen past impeachment processes. Much of it is political, but it has to also be constitutional, Jeff. It has to be based on the principles of the Constitution and the principles of law. And this, up to this point, hasn't included, I think, the things the American people look for transparency and for due process. And those are the things that we're pointing out. And then also looking at the substance of what the majority there is saying the president did, that it would rise to the level of being an impeachable offense.
It's a great point. Congressman Rob Whitman is joining us for a couple of moments on News Radio WRBA. One of the things that jumped out at me, Rob, was that I think it was Colonel Vindman who said something along the lines, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he said he thought that the president was taking foreign policy away from the way it had been done before. And I thought to myself, I'm hardly a constitutional scholar, but as memory serves, it is the president that dictates foreign policy. I mean, how is that a problem for anyone?
Well, it is. It's ultimately up to the president to determine how he goes about pursuing foreign policy, and maybe he does it unconventionally. The question is, does that rise to being an impeachable offense? And there are a lot of people involved. The colonel there was part of the National Security Council, so listened in on it. And the president has done things in many non-conventional ways. It doesn't mean that it's wrong. It may mean that people disagree with it, but it doesn't mean that it is improper. And the whole question about this, Jeff, is going to go right back to Article 2, Section 4, do the things that are being alleged rise to the level of being there at the point of bringing forth articles of impeachment? And that's the ultimate question. Everything that I have seen so far, I understand there's more information. I'm going to listen to every single bit of it. But everything that I've seen to this point does not rise to that level.
Yeah. Congressman Rob Whitman joining us. Congressman, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you to weigh in on the election results of this past Tuesday. Not the greatest day in the Commonwealth for those of us who proudly have that R somewhere on our uniform. But so what happens next? Is it simply a regrouping? Is it a brooming? What do you think happens?
Well, Jeff, obviously Tuesday was very, very disappointing. And I think all of us in the party need to just take a few moments, take a breath. You can always sort of get emotional in your first reaction, but I think we need to analyze, first of all, what are the people of Virginia looking for in their government? I think the principles that we stand for as a party are sound principles. They have stood the test of time. I believe what we need to do is to look at how do we communicate what we stand for and how that has an impact on people's daily lives. How will it make their lives better? And listen, there are a lot of different elements about you can argue about the political process here, but ultimately, when people go to the voting booth, they're making a judgment. They're saying, are the candidates going to make my community better? Are they going to make my commonwealth better? They, or in our case, are they going to make the nation better? And how will that happen? Right. What we have to do is some soul searching about how do we take the principles that we stand upon and communicate that in ways where people look at us and go, yeah, I think that's the best way to go about it. And I think this candidate, as a Republican, is best suited to achieve those things, and that those things that they will achieve are going to make a difference in my life, a positive difference.
Fair enough. It is always great to have you here, and we certainly look forward to chatting again very, very soon. That is Congressman Rob Whitman. We're going to chat a little bit more with Superintendent Tony Pham in just a moment. Tony is the superintendent of VPRJ, Virginia Peninsula Regional Jail. We want to talk a little bit about the officers and the staffing and the interaction between his staff of professionals. These are great law enforcement officers, correctional officers in this facility, and the inmates. It's a tough, tough balancing act that they find themselves in on a regular basis. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.